U.S. Army Chinook helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan today. Pentagon officials say at least six soldiers aboard the aircraft were killed and others were wounded. The helicopter was participating in a major U.S.-led air and ground combat operation against a large group of well-armed al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. U.S. military commanders characterize the combat as intense and say it's likely to continue for some time. Pentagon officials describe the operation as the largest yet involving U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Joining me now is NPR's national security correspondent, Tom Jelton. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
This is the first U.S. aircraft shot down by enemy fire in the Afghan war, right?
That's right, Bob. Several helicopters actually took enemy fire in operations over the weekend and sustained damage. But this is the first one to go down as a result of hostile action. It did not blow up. Pentagon official tells me this was, quote, a crash landing, and there were some survivors. And now we have just learned that, in fact, that there was a second helicopter that took enemy fire there in operations today. This one was on the ground, and it took fire while it was on the ground. There may have been some casualties in that case as well, although this second helicopter did manage to take off. All this happened overnight, U.S. time. The information is still sketchy. What it does mean is that there's been a jump in the number of U.S. military killed in action in Afghanistan. Remember, before this weekend, just one member of the U.S. military had been killed there as a result of hostile action. There was a CIA officer killed, and several servicemen were killed as a result of friendly fire or accidents. Then on Saturday, a second serviceman was killed, and now today we have this report of at least six more. So this is an indication of how intense the combat is there right now.
What's this new fighting about? Wasn't the Afghan operation largely over?
It did seem to be over. There hadn't been a major U.S. bombing campaign like this in nearly 3 months. The last ground combat operation was in January. Remember, that turned out to be something of a fiasco when the people U.S. troops went after turned out more or less to be good guys. But this operation's definitely the real thing. It's been very, very tough. The al-Qaeda forces have been fighting back with mortars, with rocket-propelled grenades and heavy machine guns, and there is no let-up. Yesterday and again today, the U.S. and Afghan forces have been calling in a lot of airstrikes to support them. Apache attack helicopters have been used. A lot more action today, Bob.
How did this start?
We got a hint of what was coming last Friday when a Pentagon general briefing at the Pentagon said several hundred unfriendly fighters were regrouping in this area of eastern Afghanistan in the mountains. U.S. officials since then have said that this buildup was being monitored over the last few weeks or days, and then the decision was made to launch an offensive against them this weekend. It appears it was a very carefully planned, very deliberate operation.
And how long do they expect this to last?
It seems like it'll go on for a while. One thing that distinguishes this operation is that U.S. commanders are really putting an emphasis on sealing off all the escape routes for the al-Qaeda. In fact, this seems to be what many of the ground troops there are doing right now. Remember, there was another fairly big operation in the Tora Bora region in December that was quite similar to this. That time, a lot of the al-Qaeda fighters got away, and this time, U.S. commanders seemed determined to keep them surrounded. There's a report this morning that the code name for this operation is Anaconda, after the snake that kills its prey by surrounding them, and that does seem to be the tactic here.
They have enough troops to carry this on?
They seem to. The Pentagon spokeswoman said this morning that more than 1,000 U.S. forces are taking part. That makes it by far the biggest U.S. ground operation of the war. Until now, the ground actions mostly involved special operations forces, but these are conventional forces. Troops from the 10th Mountain Division and the 101st Airborne Division are taking part in the action, as well as the local Afghan forces. Also, by the way, troops from Australia, Canada, Denmark, France, Germany, and Norway.
NPR's Tom Jelton.